nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Kamustahin natin ngayon ang business consultant na gumagabay sa mga kababayan natin sa pagtatayo ng negosyo, si Mr. Alex Apawansi. Kamusta, sir?
Hi, Teta. Kamusta na? Good talking to you again.
Sir, madaming mga negosyo ngayon. Medyo takot na itaas ang kanilang presyo kasi natatakot sila na baka mawalan sila ng customers. Paraan ba to go about this?
There's no right or wrong way. Because I have a client. He's got a good restaurant. Tapos, you know, natatakot siya to increase the prices kasi yung mga customers might go away. And I said to them, your food is good. Consistent siya siyang food. His service, his staff is excellent. But ang customer service is 100%. That's what people go back to. They like good service. They like consistent good food. Then price becomes secondary because they know they're eating the same food consistent. They know they're getting great service. So I said to him, everything's gone up. Ingredients have gone up. Meat has gone up. The more you absorb this cost, the more your business will not be sustainable. Increase it a little bit in proportion to what the increases are. I think in overall, we increase these prices by 8 to 9%. For a dish of $10, that's only 90 cents, right? So it's not impactful for the clients, for the customers. But they understand because everything's gone up. Luckily, we did that.
Kamusta naman yung reception ng mga customers?
Some customers doesn't feel it. Some customers will always complain no matter what, right? Even if you reduce the price, they still complain. So you can't avoid that. But the thing is, a lot of his customers love his food, love his venue, love his customer service. So the impact of a price increase becomes secondary because they go to his place for food and customer service. You have a service-based industry. You're not. Just communicate to your customers. Everything has gone up. The only way to absorb that without passing on a price increase is find ways to reduce your cost. You look at your overhead. Can you reduce your overhead? Most of the time, mga business owners natin, the first thing they do is get rid of staff. That's the best way to reduce cost. Tapos mahihanan tayo sa mga staff natin. They've been so loyal. They're the ones the customers go back to because they know their staff really well. Sometimes staff, for me, is the last people you need to look at. Look at your other overhead. Your utilities, insurance, your rent. You can ask the landlord, rent assistant. There's a lot of things you can do. Look at the overhead.
Times of crisis, yung entrepreneur ba or yung negosyante, dapat ba siyang mag-focus sa pagkakaroon ng new customers? Or mas okay ba na yung focus niya ay doon sa offering discounts doon sa kanyang customers na loyal sa kanya? Sa tingin niyo, sir?
It's funny you mention that kasi most of my clients are so focused on getting new customers. I always said to them, what about your loyal customers, the one that keeps coming back to your products and services? Reward them. Give them a small percentage discount. Give them a gift voucher. Yung mga loyal customers mo, they become your ambassador of your business. They actually bring customers to you, right? Because of your consistency in your service and product offering. Yung mga suggestions kasi mga business owners natin, never forget your loyal customers. Sometimes we're too busy acquiring new customers. Yung mga loyal customers natin, they get neglected na. And they're so easy to lose, mga loyal customers natin. But then again, they're so easy to keep as well.
It has to be a balance, sir.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because at the end of the day, you look at what profit you need to make from your cash flow and to say, are my loyal customers enough to sustain me? If it is, that's great. Pero hindi, let's look at ways where we can acquire new customers. And normally I say to my clients, look at your loyal customers and offer a referral reward. Thank you. Thank you for referring someone to me. I really appreciate this. I've got a small gift voucher for you. The referral reward program has been so successful with my clients. I say, you look after your loyal customers, your clients. Sometimes they don't want any thank you. They just want, mabait kayo sa, you know, you've been good to them. So they don't hesitate referring somebody to you. The referral reward is really a good program. And offering, let's say, a regular customer perhaps a discount or even a free coffee with some of my clients that refer clients to me. I say, listen, let's do a business health check for you. I'll do it for free because, you know, I'm just being thankful for being a good customer. And like I said, every time I speak to my clients, I don't charge all the time. You know, it's really sometimes it's just a conversation. Even if someone asks me for help, I just say, yes, we can do it this way or you can do it that way.
Obviously, meron ka nang binigay na ways to make sure that the customers remain loyal. How about, yeah, let's say, acquiring new customers? Pwede pa ba ngayon kahit na may crisis?
Absolutely. You know, because a lot of people now are shopping for the best product and services they can get. And sometimes too, when I first started my consulting, I always look at the Google reviews. Kung mga Google reviews, if there's any negative comments, and I said, listen, this is what I do. Because you look at ways how to engage clients, you know, look at ways how to acquire new customers. And social media is another way, because social media promote your branding and business of what you do. What solutions can you provide? And another platform is LinkedIn. If you're a professional yourself, LinkedIn is a good platform for you to offer your services and what solutions you can provide. You know, pinasabi ko sa mga business owners, don't talk about yourself. Talk about what solutions you can provide. Kasi yun ang mga business, mga clients, they're looking for what solutions can I get.
Would you recommend, for instance, offering things sa menu, mura lang, pero madami ang bibili? Kumbaga, babawi ka sa volume.
Yeah, in Melbourne CBD, you know, there's a lot of mga cafes and restaurants offering cheap meals because of volume, targeting mga international students. It's true. It's the Chinese way of doing business. Small margins, big volumes.
That can still work ngayon, sir. Pwede pa.
Absolutely. That's a good way of sustaining your business that way, by volume. It's still good food.
Be okay if, let's say, bawasan yung operating hours para medyo mas makatipid sa overhead costs. Would you recommend that?
That sometimes gives you a false representation, kasi you pay rent 24/7, kahit ano, right? So some people said, I'm going to reduce my operating days from 7 days to 5 days. Yeah, but you still pay 7 days for rent. Because the biggest cost in business is food and labor. If you can get the right formula by reducing your labor costs, then you become a sustainable business. And you know, mga kababayan sa natin, mga business owners, right? Because once again, you're not alone. Yeah, ask for help. Because what's happening now, it's right across the globe. You're not the only one. If you think you're the only one, you're not. Everybody's going through the same thing. But the people that survive are the one who's not afraid to ask. They're not afraid to seek help. And they're the one that survive. Don't do it alone.
Final message ninyo para ma-empower ang ating mga kababayans, lalo na ngayong trying times. Sige, sir.
This time of crisis and trying times, a lot of business becomes successful because they allow themselves to look at how else can we do our business better? How else can we pivot? What else can we do? Can we introduce new product? Can we improve our customer service experience? What else can we do to our loyal customers? How else can we reduce our overhead? Can I reduce my insurance? Can I reduce my utilities? It gives them a big opportunity. At the moment, media plays an important part. I know because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of cost of living pressures, but there's still incentives out there that help small businesses. Utilize that, you know, and look at ways how else you can improve your business. Talk to your staff. Communicate. Have the mindset of a positive and growth mindset. Have that, because that is so powerful to have that mindset, because it allows you to remain positive.
Again, maraming salamat kay Sir Alex Apawansi. Thank you, sir. Sa uulitin, sir.
My pleasure, Teta. Salamat din.
May peraan.
May peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.